Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about bridging the gap between buyer and seller.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the distance that can arrive during a transaction between the buyer and seller. And usually what happens is the buyer has to bear the bad news to the seller saying, hey, your property's not what I understood it to be when I wrote this offer, so I'm really not willing to pay what I was going to given its condition. That shift is tough. It's tough to bring those parties back together when there's this confrontation.
Well, first of all, an offer was made and an acceptance was made to that offer, so the seller thinks they've got a deal. Now, all of a sudden, they're informed they don't have a deal unless they make some type of an adjustment. So maybe they've already made the first adjustment and they took the first offer. They came down in price. They said, okay, I'll take it. I'll take this offer as proposed. I can live with it. Now comes the second adjustment, and that may be too much.
I think it's important just in process to know that this is coming. The second tier of negotiations after the due diligence process. In a used home, especially investment property that's not brand new, expect the buyer to ask. Expect to engage in a conversation. That doesn't mean say yes. It doesn't mean say no. It does mean you're going to have to take a good look at this.
Yes, and part of the concern would be this one. As an example, if a roof has been identified as not having a great amount of life left, the buyer may say, I want an adjustment to the price if I'm to take the property in its as-is condition, or I want you to put a new roof on. Either way.
Yeah, great. No right answer.
No right answer.
The seller's going to have to believe, first, that the roof is bad, and second, that another reasonable buyer wouldn't show up and tolerate the roof at this price. So basically, could you resell, given the circumstance, to the next buyer and have them absorb that roof situation? Probably, especially in addressing a roof in residential real estate, no, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
So now the seller needs to look at what they can do and whether this buyer ends up closing the transaction or not, what they're going to do to move smart.
And the process is going to typically go along this line. The seller's going to turn to the buyer and say, as you're making that offer, did you think that you were seeing a brand new roof? I think you saw that the roof was not brand new, and now you're making me make an adjustment a second time for an adjustment I made the first time for a defective roof.
Right, but I didn't know the roof was shot either, somewhere in between. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.